Your perfect living space. Before you start organizing, picture your perfect life and home. Imagine what you want, a tidy space where everything is easy to find and you love everything around you. Think about how you'd feel coming home. Maybe you want a room as neat as a hotel suite with a pink bedspread and an old-fashioned lamp. Before bed, imagine relaxing in a bath with scented oils, listening to classical music while doing yoga and drinking herbal tea, then drifting off to sleep peacefully. When you know what you want, you can begin to tidy up. Keep only things you truly love. Don't settle for using unwanted clothes as pajamas. Respect your belongings as reflections of your vision. For books, keep the ones you're passionate about. If a book you haven't read doesn't excite you, it's okay to let it go. You'll become more enthusiastic about reading when you have books that truly interest you. Don't be afraid to discard things. If giving away something causes a twinge of regret, it shows you care about it. Maybe it's not the right time for that book, but you can always get it again later. A clean home boosts your body and mind. Tidying your home isn't just about keeping things clean. The goal is to create a space that helps improve both your body and mind. To do this, organize your space in a way that feels natural to you. When sorting through your belongings, you're also evaluating what is useful or meaningful. Letting go of things that no longer serve a purpose and welcoming new items can be a therapeutic experience. As you sort, focus on what you want to keep, not what you want to throw away. Organize your items by category and examine each one closely. Ask yourself, does this make me happy? What is its purpose? For example, that bright jacket you once loved but no longer wear has already served its purpose, so it's time to let it go with gratitude. This approach makes tidying less of a chore and more of an opportunity to connect with yourself. This is where the real power of tidying comes from. It's like a form of meditation that improves your self-awareness, your space, and your overall well-being. Think of tidying as a way to detox both your body and mind. By clearing out your space, you're getting rid of old dust and letting fresh air into your home. Some people even notice physical changes while tidying, as if their body and home are releasing toxins at the same time. For instance, after cleaning her cupboard and shed for the first time in 10 years, one client rushed to the bathroom due to an upset stomach. Find meaning in your belongings. Have you ever done a spring clean and found something you forgot you had, but it means the world to you? Tidying up isn't just about cleaning your house, it's also a chance to use your past to help guide your future. Keepsakes from your past should make you happy when you see them. It's worth keeping the ones that remind you of happy or exciting times. Start tidying with the easiest categories like clothes, books, documents, and miscellaneous items, and save sentimental items for last. Photos can be the hardest to sort through because they hold a lot of emotional value. Keep the ones you remember taking and relive those moments. But what if you have sentimental items you don't want anymore? Don't just dump them at your parents' house without considering their feelings. Only give them things you think they will enjoy, and if you're discarding childhood keepsakes, ask if your family wants them. While tidying, think about whether an item fits your current wants and needs or your vision for your ideal future. For example, documents often don't fit this criteria. Warranties and manuals have a short-term use and can be thrown away once they're no longer useful. Old course materials have also served their purpose. After all, you took the course for the experience and knowledge, not the materials. Going through your things can even help you rediscover old passions and move closer to your ideal life. How tidying up can boost your happiness. It might sound surprising, but changing how you tidy your space can have big effects on your happiness and ability to take action. For many people, tidying up is the first step toward taking control of their lives. Aim for simplicity and visual order when you organize your space. Think about how you feel when you use or look at your belongings in their designated places. A great place to start is your wardrobe. Try organizing your clothes in a way that looks good to you. For example, arrange clothes by fabric, size, and color. Or hang them by size, with the longest items on one side and the shortest on the other. This neat arrangement will make you feel more organized. As you tidy up more, you'll see that organization not only improves your mood but also helps you make decisions and act on them. Some people think they are just born messy and that they can never keep a tidy house. However, Marie disagrees. Instead, she suggests letting go of this negative idea and aiming for a perfect vision of your tidy space. Once you reach this vision, you'll feel like you can achieve anything. On a practical level, Tidying up makes house decisions easier and boosts your decisiveness. Good organization removes the stress of searching through clutter and helps you find what you need quickly. A one-time tidy for lasting change. Many people find it hard to keep their homes tidy, thinking it's a never-ending job. But this idea is wrong. If you organize your space to match your dream lifestyle, you only need to tidy up once in your life. You can make this big task easier by turning it into a special event. This one-time tidying will mark a fresh start on the path to your ideal life. The process can take time and effort, so expect it to be exhaustive. It might take Marie about 6 months to tidy a client's home. During the tidying process, treat your space and belongings with respect. As you go through your things, think about what each item means to you. This will help you figure out what to keep and what to get rid of. It makes the process easier and more natural. When Marie works with clients, she begins by kneeling down to show respect for the space, almost as if it were a shrine. Her clothes, usually a dress and blazer, also reflect this respect. Though this deep cleaning is a one-time job, how you interact with your space daily matters too. For example, Marie takes off her shoes when entering her home and thanks them for their service. She greets her house every day and carefully places the items from her bag in their proper spots. Throwing things out. Throwing things out can be the hardest part of tidying up, but some tricks can make it easier. Start by figuring out what each item's purpose was and if that purpose is still relevant. Ask yourself, why did I get this? When? How? Items you keep just because often create clutter. Begin with specific categories like CDs and DVDs, skincare products, or accessories, then move to more general categories like household supplies and kitchen goods. Be clear about what each item is for and be ready to let go of things that no longer serve a purpose. For example, if you didn't finish a novel, it's okay to let it go because the point was to enjoy the story, not to finish the book. Sometimes, you might feel torn between what you want and what you need. Think about how the item affects your life. Does it make you happy? If it's been hidden away for a long time, you probably don't need it. Gifts and greeting cards show love and care, but once the message is received, it's okay to let them go. By removing what's unnecessary, you'll move closer to creating your perfect space. Key points. 1. Visualize your ideal life and home to guide your tidying efforts. 2. Keep only the things you love and that support your vision for a happy life. 3. Tidying helps you rediscover old passions and focus on what matters to you. 4. Organizing your space creates visual order, which boosts happiness and decision making. 5. Don't be afraid to discard items. If you don't use them, it's okay to let them go. 6. Arrange your belongings thoughtfully to create a soothing and efficient environment. 7. Start tidying with easier categories and save sentimental items for last.